This is the Upgraded Life Podcast, and in this episode, I'm going to bring you Jay Bhakta. Jay has developed a powerful program to help kids be the best people that they can be. So if you're a parent and you're raising kids, or you have a vested interest in making the lives of kids better, this is going to be a great episode for you. So let's buckle up and go for a ride on the Upgraded Life Podcast. Hello, thanks for tuning in to the Upgraded Life Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Nick Sotelo. The Upgraded Life is my personal project where I help people realize and reach their potential. I've been a professional helper for 20 years. Here's what I'm convinced of. The life that you have right now and the life that you want tomorrow is a product of your personal mindset, mission, and movement. Each episode of the Upgraded Life Podcast is going to give you something that you can do as soon as the episode is over to upgrade your personal mindset. Your mindset informs your mission. Your mission tells you how to move every single day. And together, that is the Upgraded Life. All right, I am here with Jay Bhakta. Jay and I met through a group called the Garden Academy. And I'm sure we'll get into that and describing what that's all about. But we were at a live event together almost a year ago. Almost a year ago. And so I got the pleasure of breaking bread with Jay and learning more about who he is as a person. And since then, he has kicked off an exciting program. And so that focuses on helping young people be the best that they can be. My background has been 20 plus years helping young people as well. So I think there's some automatic synergy that came between us. And so I'm excited to have him here on the show. Jay, thanks so much for being here and giving us your time.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Why don't you introduce yourself to me and our audience, and then maybe tell us a little bit about the project that you have going on.
Yeah, my name is Jay Bhakta. As Nick mentioned, I'm part of the Guardian Academy. So, you know, when I first got into the community, I started learning a lot about, you know, what I was doing in life and my solvable problem and what I wanted to accomplish. So learning a lot through the education that TGA provides, I was able to pick up a lot of principles and frameworks that's helped me and I found super valuable. You know, thinking about all the stuff that I learned, I was like, well, I wish I would have known it sooner because, you know, I'm, you know, past 40 now, approaching 50. I'm like, you know, it would have been really nice if I would have known this when I was, you know, in my 20s or a younger age. I would have avoided so much of the mistakes and heartache that I went through. But that's the premise and the idea of what caused, you know, God gave me the idea of creating Base Case and Build, which is, you know, taking all this stuff that I've learned, these principles, frameworks, and teaching it to kids. So then, you know, they have a toolbox, so they're not going into, you know, college or into the real world without any kind of idea of what they want to do or how to do it. You know, the whole premise is to get them to start thinking about building and creating and doing a little more than just following the system that they, you know, that they give you, which is just like an assembly line into a 9-to-5 job that doesn't really get you anywhere in life.
Yeah, excellent. I just did an interview yesterday with a gentleman named Matt Boudreau, and we had a similar conversation about what the education system is and isn't. So I'm glad that you saw a need, both personally and, you know, external to you, and you're taking action to meet that need. So your program is called Base Case and Build. Why don't you orient us to what it is and what it's doing for young people? I know you just gave us an interview, but I've personally have seen you grow and develop it over time, and I'm excited to see its current version of it. So walk us through a little bit about what Base Case and Build is.
Yeah, so I can tell you from when I first started it, almost a year and a half, 2 years ago, to what it is now, it's completely changed, made adjustments along the way. So kind of micro-step my way into the program. The whole idea is for me to teach some of these fundamentals that will help kids build, create with the proper guidance, right? So if you take a look at when we were back in school and we graduated from high school or college, you know, we really didn't have a network. We didn't have any kind of frameworks or principles to actually go out and do what we're passionate about. We just kind of followed the system, and you know, in my case, it was the wrong path, and I spent years kind of doing things that I didn't really enjoy doing or was passionate about. And you know, the goal is to get this, find this passion for kids at a younger age. The way we do this is we create a journey for kids. So it's just not us teaching them lessons. We start off by teaching them the fundamentals, the base case, which is self-mastery, awareness, self-awareness and awareness around them, so they know what's going on. And we, you know, we take that and we build on it to build, you know, to teach them leadership skills. So the main thing is to have the fundamentals and then sprinkle on top of it, you know, additional things like the, you know, that'll take them to the next level, which is obviously like how to think about making decisions in the business world and investments, how to keep the asymmetry to the upside, and so on. So another thing that we do with Base Case and Build is not just take the kids along on the journey, we take the parents along with them, the whole family, because it's important for the families to create a common language so they're not alone in the journey. So if the kids are learning all this stuff, the parents are learning with them and they're having discussions and communication. So they're creating this common language. So if difficult situations and scenarios arise in the future, they feel comfortable approaching the parents instead of kind of taking the wrong advice from the wrong people. You know, and the next step that we provide is the network. You know, the TGA, the Guardian Academy has that community of network where, you know, you have resources, you have people that you could go to for support and guidance. And we want to provide that for kids as well. So when they're ready to build and create and they come up with an idea, we could connect them with the right people so then they could take the right steps. I mean, so the right people are successful people in the industry, not just anybody, someone that's actually shown that they've accomplished something in that industry. They take the next steps without just having an idea and not doing anything with it.
Right. Yeah. That's one of the most powerful things about the Guardian Academy is being able to access so many different types of people that have a proven track record in virtually anything that could be done. Right. It's pretty amazing the proximity that exists by being in the Guardian Academy.
Absolutely. And that's the same thing I want to do with the kids in Base Case and Build, is give them a community that they can be a part of, because you know, a lot of the kids that join Base Case and Build, they might be maybe too advanced for their peer group or in whatever grade level they're at. And you know, the parents are successful, the kids are at a different level, but you know, they're kind of held back from the system to tap into that potential. But when they're part of a community of kids that are looking to do the same thing and do good in the world and build something, then it helps them, it encourages them, and it keeps them going.
Absolutely. Well, one of the things, Jay, I want to circle back to that you mentioned about how it's not just the kids, it's the parents, and you're creating that common language and then the conversations, and there's a parallel process learning there. Just to loop it back into my former world, my career in youth corrections, where probably 2006, we got bombarded with everything had to be evidence-based. So every program that you were using had to have evidence for it. And I got the privilege of becoming, you know, advanced, certified, and trained, and being a trainer of trainers, which then allowed me access to the authors, access to the trainers, and access to the literature that was supporting the evidence. Anyway, long path to tell you that, for these programs and youth corrections, which are, you know, designed to, you know, reform kids and keep them out of, you know, further incidents of delinquency, the most important aspect of what made something evidence-based is exactly what you're doing with Base Case and Build, when the program was not only taught to the kids, but was also taught to the parents or taught to the home or the community environment where the child was going, the young person was going. That's what was responsible for the success of the program and the evidence. So I just wanted to link that back to you, that you're right on target with that. Right. So awesome. You can't with kids, it's hard to make, especially when they're in this dependency stage, that if you can shift the child, right? But if you're not shifting the surround that they're part of, it's going to be difficult for much to take root and change to blossom out of that.
Yeah, absolutely. The environment makes a big difference. If they're changing and the environment is staying the same, then they're fighting an uphill battle for sure. It's a challenge to swim upstream all the time, you know? So yeah, that's good to hear that you saw those and you saw the results of it. I mean, when I first started it, I didn't even see this being a big part of it. It just happened. I'm like, wow, this is what parents are finding. This is what I'm finding the most useful is, hey, the kids learn something. We task them to go talk to parents. So now, instead of parents coming at the kids and lecturing them, because, you know, no matter how knowledgeable you are, or, you know, how successful you are, your kid will never see you that way, right? They just see you coming at them with stuff and another thing, another lecture. But now the way the program's designed is the kids are approaching the parents and they're creating these conversations. They're the ones creating conversations. So it's not a lecture anymore. And then once that happens, then parents can throw in additional pieces of whatever they want to teach or share with the kids, and it makes it easier, and it just grows from there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My kids are a little bit older now, and you know, this mechanism that you're tapping into, society and in particular the schools have been tapping into it for decades, which is teach the kids these concepts when they're little and young, and then they'll take them home. And I remember, you know, right, wrong, or indifferent, it doesn't matter what your personal stance is on it. But I remember when my son came home and educated us all around Earth Day and why we should recycle and the different types of recycling, you know, and, you know, he was exposed to that concept at school and then, you know, brought it home. Right. And so that mechanism is out there and other parts of society are tapping into it. So I love that you're tapping into it again, you know, with this idea of equipping kids with the things that are really going to matter for them long term. I think that's just awesome for you to see.
Yep. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I struggled with communication with my son and my daughter. But even though I'm the one that's teaching the lessons in base, case, and build, my kids would come straight down and talk to me right after the course. And so we'd have conversations and it's been great. Like, I just love the fact that we were able to talk about things that are at a different level that we weren't able to before.
Yeah. Another thing I'm hearing, Jay, just because of, you know, our common language that's shared through the Guardian Academy and through CCA, I love that you took the base case and the solvable problem, which I think most people, when they get exposed to those phrases and those terms, they get exposed to it in the terms of financial well-being, right? And financial goals. But I love how you've taken it then and have applied it to personal development, for lack of better phrasing, right? In terms of what's your base case for being a good human, right? And then what's your solvable problem in terms of how you can execute your own unique way of being the best human possible. I love that you were able to make that shift from, you know, the financial world into being a better human world.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a little challenging when you get older to make a decision like that, to go from what you're comfortable with, you know, and go into uncertainty, you know? You know, you have financial obligations, you have your kids, your family, your house, mortgage, car payments, you have all this stuff you have to consider, but to go into uncertainty is kind of scary, you know. But when you actually, you know, but thing is, that's when you realize that that's the only way to get to your full potential, right? To do what you really are passionate about, because if you keep hanging on to stuff that's not serving you, everything as far as not just the financial side of things, but, you know, your family, energy, all this stuff, right? You're always holding yourself back into fully engaging something that matters, because you know they could always fall back to the certainty if things don't go your way. So it's helped me a lot. It's helped me a lot to make the transition. It also helps knowing that I have the principle and frameworks that I know that the decisions that I'll make next are going to be the right ones. You know, if I didn't have that, then it'll be hard for me to make that decision. And one thing I want to add to that is, as you get older, it's harder to do it. So it's so much more important to get that instilled in your kids at an early age, so they don't have to make that drastic of a change when they're older.
Yeah. And I'll push on that a little bit. So you can make the right decision and still not get the outcome that you were hoping for or intending. And I think that the beauty here is, though, is that if you understand exactly why you decided to do what you did, that regardless of the outcome, it allows you to analyze the whole thing, right? Versus if you're just in default mode and you're just doing what you've been told, you're on the conveyor belt, and you just make decisions by default, it's dangerous on both sides of it. So if you get a positive outcome, well, then you expect it to happen the next time, and it doesn't, and you can't figure it out, right? Or if you get a negative outcome, that pushes you further and further into victim mode, right? Nothing works, nothing's going to work, I'm not good at anything, yada, 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 right? But when you operate out of, you know, the base case and solvable problem, and you're embracing uncertainty, sure, you're going to make decisions, and it could be the right decision, but it might not get the, you know, the outcome that you're expecting, but it allows you to pull back and look at it, right? And so that's where I think the beauty is in that, versus if you make decisions by default, you've got nothing to fall back on in terms of figuring out what you know, what was wrong, what went off, or what was missing from your decision process.
Yeah, I mean, having that toolbox, it really does help you get centered when you fall off path. Because if you don't have that, then when you start steering off the path, you might just spiral out of control into the wrong direction. You know, because you just don't know how to get centered and get back on path, because you don't know the fundamentals.
Right.
So, you know, yeah, it just helps. I mean, I know I haven't been perfect through this whole process, but I could say that with what I've learned in the community, I'm able to get centered every time I fall off path, which is the key.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's about raising the floor, right? I mean, the setbacks are going to occur. The trick is, not staying in that state of setback any longer than you have to.
Yep. Yep. I mean, you're going to take risks. They're not all going to work out, but the key is to minimize those risks. And when they don't pan out, then you're not, it doesn't break you, right? You don't get wrecked from it. You have the chance to recover and get back on track.
So if I'm picking up on it, Jay, you and I are probably in this almost the same age, right? I'm closer to 50 than I am to 40 at this point in time. Yep. And you mentioned that you spent a long time being on the path that wasn't right for you. Tell me a little bit more about that. What was that path that wasn't right for you, and what was the jolt that got you out of it?
Yeah. So I've been in the tax industry business for almost 20 years. So I grew the empire to, you know, 6 locations at one point. So, you know, the financial side of it was great. I mean, I loved it. So I was like, you know, but it was just grueling work. It was intense. There's a lot of things about the industry that you can't control, the rhythms of that business. You can't really do much about. It's, I mean, the deadlines are always going to be there. The IRS headaches are always going to be there. You're going to have the people that are going to swarm in the very beginning that want all their refund. You're going to have all the procrastinators that are going to come at the end, you know? So, being a relationship based, there's so many things out of control. So, I mean, my first location went so well, and it was so grueling and tiring and exhausting that I added more to my plate, because I was like, you know, it's making good money. So I might as well keep growing it, you know, and make more money, even though it's, you know, killing me, you know, as far as my time, energy, and, you know, everything that I really valued, like, I mean, spending time with the family and being present, all that was being sacrificed. But I also know it's stable. I mean, like, regardless of how the economy is, the business, you're going to make money in the tax industry, because, you know, death and taxes, right?
Right, and, right. The only two certain things.
Yeah. So after tax season, I would always look at ways to invest in other things that could get me out of that. So I invested in restaurants and a fitness center, just a whole bunch of stuff. Like I invested in a lot of investments, like get rich schemes, you know, try to make money really quick and fast to get out of the tax business. But those didn't pan out too well. You know, the main reason is like, you're not going 100% into the next thing. If those things don't work out, you got something to fall back on, which was the income from the tax business. So I never fully went 100% into the next thing. So they all failed. And I kept doing that over and over again throughout my life. And just this last few years, I realized, first of all, why it's happening. When you start looking at these principal frameworks, I mean, the rhythms, they talk about rhythms in CCA. And I was like, yes, that makes sense. That explains my behavior. Why do I do that every single year at the same time? It's just, and when you start recognizing it, you realize, okay, I need to change what I'm doing and change my path. And hey, can I control this rhythm? Can I not? And I realized, you know, I can't control these rhythms in this type of business. So I knew I had to move on.
Yeah. You can't control April 15th.
Can't control that. Can't control when IRS extends the deadline to July. You know, I mean, it's a rough business, you know. So there's just a lot more to the grueling part of it, which I won't get into. But yeah, but sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it feels great to go into the uncertainty and give allowing that space and time randomness. You know, Dr. Jeff Spencer talks a lot about that. You know, as he was coaching me. And it's helped me a lot to create something that's worthwhile and, you know, more than what I ever thought was possible.
Yeah, I love it. How did you find your way into the Guardian Academy? Because I'm assuming that was part of the shifting you out of this mode.
Yeah, I was part of a mastermind group with Nick Peterson, and, you know, he launched a project, Wolfie's project in crypto. And I didn't know who he was. I just got into the pre-sale because at those times it was hard to even get into a pre-sale. I was just glad I got into one. And the launch went well. As the launch was going on, Nick was on YouTube talking. He was on calls, just educating people and teaching people just things that we weren't aware of. And I was like, this is pretty cool. Like this guy is actually taking the time to, you know, teach a bunch of valuable things that I just wasn't aware of, and like a solvable problem and close over more. There's a lot of fundamentals that we as adults just don't think about. And so I just started following Nick and along the journey, and you know, anytime he suggested something, I would jump on it. You know, he recommended working with Dr. Jeff Spencer, which was one of the best decisions I've made, because he's, in my opinion, one of the greatest mindset coaches out there. And he helped me slow down, because I was always go, 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 trying to find the next thing and trying to get, go for that dopamine, right? The easy way out, always looking for the easy way out, you know? But, you know, he helped me slow down quite a bit. One of the things I told Nick was like, hey, I know that I want to move on from what I've learned from this business, but how do I know that I don't make a mistake on what the next thing that I do? Right. You know, I don't want to give this up and then make a wrong decision and be stuck another 10, 15 years. I'm like, I'm getting too old for that, you know? So he suggested a sign up for, you know, CCA. And, you know, I joined CCA, and it gave me those frameworks and principles that just makes me confident, and I know that the next thing that I do is going to be the right thing. It's going to be great, you know, and having that confidence and having that stuff, having these frameworks I didn't have before, it's been a game changer.
Yeah. So where you're at right now in this journey, you know, what has you most excited about what you're doing?
I look at what I've done with Base Case and Build, using what was taught to me and applying it. And I'm just excited that we have such a strong foundation for what we built, and it's just the beginning. Like, who knows where it's going to go? It's growing us faster than I had even pictured or imagined. It's just When you know, whether they're slow is smooth, smooth is fast, or I mean, I don't know what the saying is, but I'm trying to slow down in micro step, but it's just moving everything just seems right. The right people just come to you when you're part of the right community. You gotta allow for that space for the things to happen. If I try to force things to happen, then it's not going to be right.
So base case and build is for children. What's the age range that children can join?
Yeah, so we have kids that are ages 8, 9 and up. So we start them off with the self-mastery, just understanding themselves and what's going on around them, like their behavior and others' behaviors. So then, I always tell the kids that if you want to play chess with life instead of checkers, right? You want to be able to see what's happening and what's going to be next. So we start the kids off with that. And then as they get older, or when they're ready to build and create, we move them into the leadership lessons. So, it depends on the child when they're ready. But some kids are already thinking about building and creating. They just don't know how to take the next steps. And that's what we do with the leadership lessons. And, we don't just teach the lessons, but we also have workshops where we walk them through the proper ways and the guidelines and applying those principles, so then they know how it works. So we educate them along the process of them building and creating something. Ages 9 and up, leadership is typically like 12, 13 and up. Some kids are ready for it earlier, some kids aren't ready for it at 12 and 13. So
yeah, love it. Couple thoughts hit my mind as you were talking about that so the first part of it is the self-mastery, right? And then self-mastery, once that's solidified, then it's into leadership. And I don't know what you've come across, because I know you've done a lot of research and you've done a lot of networking and connecting with people to put together this base case and build program. But I remember I was horrified, I guess is the word for me, when they did a study. It's called novel problem solving ability, and they did it pre and post kindergarten, right? So they took young children. You got to be able to take in verbal instructions, and they would give them like a box of toothpicks or something, popsicle sticks, and they would say, build this thing. Right? Build an airplane, build a house, whatever it is, right? Just build something. And then they would look at, literally the hundreds of different ways. And, there's actually some numbers around this, but I'll just use round, easy numbers, right? So let's just say that prior to kindergarten, if the average child would come up with 100 different ways to do this thing that they were being asked to do, right? Because they're got all their creative imagination going. Post kindergarten, it reduced it down to like 40 different ways, right? So give them the same type of task with a different objective. If it was build an airplane, then it was build a house. And so functionally it was like, oh, there's a right way to do this. This is like how to fly a horse, right? Or that is this book, right? There's a right way to do this, and I better make sure I do it the right way so I don't get in trouble with the teacher. Because the teacher will call home and talk to my parents, and I'll be in double trouble with my parents, right? And I was horrified that this is one of the impacts that the traditional school system is having, is that we're actually drumming the creativity out of people.
Yeah, it's definitely is a shame that's kind of happening. I mean, it's not something that they can really control because of the way the school systems are set up. You have advanced kids, you have kids that need. That start struggling, you have kids that are motivated, kids that just want to goof around, you have all types of kids that are going into public schools, and the teachers have to control that. And the only way they can control that is put them in a tunnel, right? And any of the kids that start falling below or above, then they need to get them back into that same assembly line, right? So, if there are some kids that are creative and thinking outside the box, then, hey, we don't have time to deal with that. We need you to do what you're asked to do. And I mean, I love what you just said, because that makes so much sense. That's because that's the way they're trained. They're trained to, there's a right and there's no, everything else is wrong,
Yeah. And what I realized with the kids that I have been working with for, you know, over two decades is that there was an incredible amount of creative talent that was present within that group of kids on average, right? Not in terms of art, music, you name it, anything that was creative, that you had a lot more of that condensed than what you might think in a typical group of kids. And so then it started dawning on me too, like, oh, you know, these are kids that didn't fit the conveyor belt very well, right? And they didn't fit the conveyor belt, and then they didn't have home environments that would help them manage, hey, you're not fitting the conveyor belt, that's okay, right? Fit it well enough and you'll be fine, right? They didn't have that type of, you know, support. And then they wind up coming to me on the other side of a youth correctional fence. And so I tried to impact the system that way and, you know, structure things so that it impacts their artistic side and values, helps them derive value out of that versus where they've been shamed and guilted over it, or just thought something was wrong with them and broken with them because they didn't fit on the conveyor belt. I think that it hugely describes the type of kid that winds up, you know, in my former world in youth corrections, is that they were probably more artistic, and whether they wanted to be on the conveyor belt or not, they just had a hard time staying on it.
Yeah, for sure. That's what I like about the Guardian Academy so much, is because it teaches you to play your game and do what feels right to you, right? And that same thing with the base case and build, we use the same philosophy in the sense that, you know, we will teach you how to think, not what to think, you know? So we'll put it in your ear, you know, we'll put these ideas and concepts, and, you know, repetition is the key, right? Being part of that community, being part of that conversation on a regular basis is what's going to help. And then who knows when it's going to hit. You know, I was probably 8 weeks into CCA before I hit the aha moment, you know? So it's just something that happens in your day, or who knows when it's happening, you're not thinking about it, and you're like, ah, now that makes sense, you know? For CCA, it was when they talked about rhythms. It finally hit me. I was like, oh, now, and from that point, everything just exponentially started making sense. Mm-hmm. But before that, I was like, was this right for me? I'm struggling with trying to pick this up. So as adults, you know, if we're struggling, then, you know, the kids need time too. The kids, you know, you just got to get it in their ear, and then who knows when that aha moment happens. But the things that we teach, you know, they typically apply it really quick, you know. So we focus on the things that actually, maybe if it's through sports, through activities, through friends, through projects, you know, we use all those as examples and they can relate to it. So then once they attach it to a real life scenario, that's easy for them to understand, and they could build on it and apply it to other things.
Yeah, absolutely. What's been some of the, I don't want to call it success stories, but, you know, as you have delivered, you know, base case and build to groups of kids now multiple times, you know, what's some of the results that says, yes, this is exactly what we need to be doing?
Yeah, I mean, man, we had a 9-year-old kid that, you know, Zach, that their team was playing, won a championship in baseball, I believe, and he had to give a speech. and he gave a speech on what Dr. Jeff Spencer teaches, being a good teammate.
Love it. Wow.
And that's base and build. So he, at 9 years old, he gave a speech about, you know, why the team was so successful and why they improved through the years. And it was because they're better teammates. And it was pretty impressive for a 9-year-old kid to pick up something like that. Now, when we teach it, we might not know that they're grasping it, or like, hey, at what level are they doing it? And then, but they go in the real world and they apply something like that and give a speech like that, you're like, wow, you know? There's so many examples. I had a kid who's he's just pole vaulting, and he has goals to break his records in pole vaulting. And we talked about closer over more, you know, defining it, what it is that you really want. And, you know, he started realizing that some of the things that he was doing was keeping him becoming a better pole vaulter. Like maybe he was doing the wrong types of exercises, or looking at muscles that working the wrong muscle types and stuff like that. So he started looking at, hey, what's going to get me closer to becoming a better pole vaulter instead of chasing more, you know, of this thing. So that helped him a lot in that. And then, another example is I had a girl that was in the program that was, I asked her, like, what is it that you really want? She's like, I want to get a job. Okay. So what are you doing to get closer to getting a job? And what are you doing that's keeping you from getting a job? You know, so we kind of broke it down. I was like, you know, you could go even further in detail about it. Like, what kind of job, what kind of job would fit your personality? What are you looking for? But I was like, hey, so what are the kind of things that you like? Well, I, you know, watch Netflix a lot. You know, I get stuck hanging out with friends and, lose focus. So she knows, I was like, well, let's look at the steps that you need to get to it and then avoid the steps that's keeping you from it. So she learned, you know, the close over more concept helped her get a job. It was like, it was probably within a week or two, she got a job, you know. Wow. And, understanding that will help her a lot in the future.
Yeah, I love it. So those are, yeah, you know, me having the years working with kids, you share those examples and, you know, I definitely get lit up inside, right? Because those are the things that I would live for in that world, is seeing a kid go from, I don't know, or that's impossible, to, oh yeah, I did it, right? Not just, I think I can, but I actually did it, right? And those were the things that kept me coming back in a tough environment that, I endured for better part of my working life. So thank you for sharing those stories with me, for sure.
Sure.
Yeah. You are getting ready to kick off a new cohort in Base Case and Build, right?
Yeah. Next week we start self-mastery and leadership lessons. So we're starting a whole new format with workshops and all sorts of fun stuff. So How
long does the cohort usually last?
It's year round. So we've made it that kids can join at any time during the year. Depending on where, so there's not a set date or time they could join at any time and jump into the self-mastery lessons and the leadership lessons. That way, they don't have to wait. If they're ready, they're ready.
Mm-hmm. How does a child and or their parents determine that this is a thing for them, that they should seek out the information or enroll in Base Case and Build?
Yeah. If you see that your kids are not challenged enough, typically the parents that are in that put their kids in Base Case and Build are highly successful parents themselves. They've achieved amazing things in along their journey. They want the same thing for their kids. And sometimes it's hard to communicate that to the kids and how to relay all the stuff that you know to your kids. So if you've experienced success and achieved some greatness in your life, and you want the same thing for your kids, not to just get to your level, but to do more than what you've done, then you know that you should probably, Base Case and Build is a program for you, because that's what we want to do. Is we want to not just get to our level, but to exceed us, stand on our shoulders and do more.
Love it. James Hillman is a American psychoanalyst, and he was a student of Carl Jung. And he impacted me greatly during my graduate school years. James Hillman did, in his books. The book is A Force of Character. Anyway, he talks about acorn theory. According to his adaptation of what Jung brought to the world, is that we all are born into this world with an acorn in us. And whether or not that acorn, sprouts and develops into an oak tree depends on, how we are attended to, by the people in the world and the environment around us, but it's always there. Right. And so you kind of see that once you make some adjustments, just like your aha moment in CCA, right. That was potentially your acorn coming out. Right. And so Hillman also says there's two things that parents need to do, which I think Base Case and Build is fulfilling one of them. So he says, as parents, one thing that you need to do is live out your dreams. Right? Because then that models for your children what it looks like as an adult to be playing your game, right? Yeah. Versus sometimes as parents, there's a balance, right? You're a father, I'm a father. There's a balance. But sometimes we say, oh, I never got to do XYZ because I sacrificed for the kids. And I think that it's balance, right? It's harmony in that. But if you never pursue what it is that you're passionate about, if you never truly start playing your game, then you're not modeling that for your kids. And then the second thing, this is where I think base case and build is really plugging into, is that Hillman said, is that you got to get your kids in front of high quality mentors, right? That are apart from mom and dad or whatever that home environment is, because it's by being in that presence of other high caliber people that they're going to be able to see things in your kids that maybe you don't, right? Because we all have our own baggage, right? Attached to what we think we're about, what this family's about, what our last name's about, what this kid needs to be. But these high caliber mentors, they're not hooked to any of that, right? Yeah. And so helping them be able to see into them and speak into them and build up into them in the ways that we just can't, as family members. So I just really, when you were talking about that, I just, Hillman popped in my mind, and like, there you are, you're providing that network of high caliber mentors that these children can come and be in front of and learn from each other.
Yeah.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
For sure. Yeah, I mean, it's funny how you as a parent can say the same thing, but somebody else says it, they'll take action on it, or at least hit them differently, or they'll actually... I don't know what it is. It just kid, that somehow it just happens that way. Just like you need that third person to come in that's gonna feed the children the ideas and then jumpstart the conversation.
Yeah. And for me, when I was just having this conversation with Matt Bedreau yesterday, and I'd said it to him, but it had way more meaning for you, is function over form, right? So, as a father, what's more important, that they actually learn the thing from me or that they learn it, period, right? And so, as long as they learn it, whether it came from me or came from base case and build or came from Dr. Jeff, function over form, that they learned it. And I should praise that and celebrate that, versus the trap is like, oh, you want to listen to this person, but you didn't want to listen to your dad. Get rid of that, right? They learned it.
Right? And yeah. So, I mean, as a parent, you want to do everything you can to make sure you provide the resources for your kids, right? Say, I want to look back and say, I did my job as a parent and gave them all the tools that they needed to be successful, but the thing is, this just the way the base case is designed, is it's not like, hey, you're alienating the kids, you're going along the journey with them, right? And that's the most important part. And you talked about that before, about the environment, but like, hey, you're doing this journey and opening the floodgates for additional conversations and topics and all this stuff that you find valuable. So it's not like, hey, this third person is taking over. It's you're going along with them.
Love it. Jay, I know that there's people that will listen to this and they're going to be interested in base case and build. How can they find it? How can they get in contact with you?
Then shoot me a DM, send a message. You can go to our website, basecaseandbuild.com. Just send me a message and we'll set up a call. I'll go over the details about the program, tell you everything and talk about the journey, show you how everything's set up. It's very simple. It's, one of the things I want to do is not make it overwhelming for parents, because parents are busy, kids are busy. It's a simple process that works. Because I've heard parents say, oh, my kid's in too many activities to focus on this. It's really not time consuming. It's just organized in a way to, it's going to enhance everything else that the kid does, right? if you have your kids in too many activities, then you should put them in base case and build, because do you want them to excel in everything they do, or do you just want to put them in there just to put them in something, right? You know, do you want them to have that strong mindset so they could, you know, beat their competitor, you know, all their competition, have an unfair advantage? Or do you just want them to say, hey, you know what, I did my job as a parent and just put them in a whole bunch of stuff, you know? So this this side of things is super important, regardless of where what the kids are into, you know. But I highly encourage just shooting me a DM and setting up a call.
Yeah, and if they shot you a DM, which platforms are you mostly on?
You can find me on Facebook, Twitter. You could go to our website, basecaseandbuild.com, and you know, set up, you schedule a call straight from there. I'll just recommend you shooting me a direct message, and we'll get you, you know, get you set up with a call.
Perfect. And I'll put all those links to your socials in the show notes here at the bottom of the episode. Yeah.
Thank you,
Jay. It was a pleasure. Thank you so much for being on the call. Thank you so much for sharing about base case and build. And I enjoyed our back and forth around the common language that we share in the Guardian Academy.
Yeah, thanks for having me. You know, and also just want to add one more thing. Don't discount what your kids can learn or what they pick up. They soak everything up. So don't ever discount. If you believe that your kids aren't capable of something, that's pretty much on you, not them. So.
Absolutely. Don't underestimate their potential and their power.
Absolutely.
Take care, Jay.
Thanks.
Well, hats off to Jay and Base Case and Build. That was a great conversation. I loved learning more about Jay, learning more about Base Case and Build, and understanding how Base Case and Build is a part of Jay learning to play his game and taking the bold move to pivot out of the career and income stream that has sustained him for multiple years and to try something new. If you're somehow involved in the life of a child and you want to know more about Base Case and Build, take Jay up on his offer, shoot him a DM, shoot him a message, an email, and just ask for some of his time. He will gladly give you some time and overview what Base Case and Build is and to see if it's a right fit for you and your child and your situation. So take him up on that offer. Find all the links in the show notes below. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Upgraded Life Podcast. This show doesn't exist without you, the listeners, and so I appreciate each and every one of you. If you want to show your appreciation back to me and to this podcast, there's a couple ways to do that. One way is to be subscribed to this podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. If you are an Apple user, you can go over to Apple Podcasts and leave me a 5-star review. All of those things help. And now I want to talk about two projects that I have going that are out there that I think are very important if you're the right person for them. So the first project is my anger resolution program. And this is for men, fathers that own businesses that have anger that's completely out of control. And if that's you, I have developed a program specifically for that so that you can get complete control of your anger, that you can rebuild the relationship with your loved ones, and that you can make your business more profitable. That is all contained in my anger resolution program. If you want the info about that, check out the show notes, and there'll be a link there for you for anger resolution. The other project that I have going, which is equally as important in my mind, and it's a lot of fun, is based around blockchain and cryptocurrency education. So if you've listened to this podcast this year in 2023, you will have heard that several of them have focused on cryptocurrency. And that's not by accident. That's been a big part of my free time, my extra time, and my financial strategy over the last 18 months or so. So I have founded, together with some partners, a organization called the Ultimate Crypto Startup, and we offer crypto education. Our Crypto 101 course is completely free, and it is designed for the person who knows traditional finance and they're curious about the world of decentralized finance. So if that's you, but you don't even know what a Bitcoin is, you don't even know what blockchain is or how blockchain technology works, Crypto 101 is exactly what you need to build that knowledge into you so that way you can look at the world of decentralized finance from an informed vantage point. So Crypto 101. If you want info on that, again, look in the show notes and you will find the link for that course. All right, my listeners to the Upgraded Life podcast, I'm going to sign off for now and I'm going to urge you to do something as soon as this show is done to upgrade your life, to boost your mindset. Take action today.